I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In modern times, we place so much attention on the new moon and the full moon, and we don't really spend any time talking about the moon during the month. And it's interesting to see that the ancients honored almost every single day of the month and had such a close relationship with the moon. It really shows the power that the moon had on their lives. They used the moon to plan agriculture, to make decisions, to perform rituals and have meetings, state meetings. So it was a really important framework for navigating life. I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hello, Lightworker, and welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Today, I'm continuing my series on the Greek gods and goddesses. Today, we're talking all about performing an ancient Greek new moon ritual, the ritual of Numenia, that I talk about in my book Secrets of Greek Mysticism. If you hadn't gotten the book yet, make sure to do so by going to GreekMysticism.com. When you get the book, you also get a free workshop with me all about meeting your guardian Greek god or goddess. Make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast if you enjoyed, and send the episode to any friends that you know will enjoy it. And if you have any insights, feel free to come on Instagram at @georgelizos, DM me and tell me all about it. So far in this series, we talked about whether the Greek gods and goddesses are real. We talked about the gods and their powers and their specialties. We talked about the ancient Greek wheel of the year. And today we're talking all about performing a new moon ritual based on the ancient Greeks. But before I explain the process of doing so, I want to first talk a little bit about the importance of the moon in ancient Greece and for modern Greek polytheists as well. So the ancient Greeks, they followed lunar months, and each lunar month had a different name. There were 12 lunar months in the year, very similar to the kind of months that we have right now, but they had different names. Now, each new moon cycle took approximately 30 days to complete, as it is obviously today. It's basically how the moon works. And it was divided into the first, second, and third decamerons, which means 10 days. So three 10-day periods. And almost each day of the moon cycle was dedicated to a different god and had a different purpose. There were auspicious days and inauspicious days. And on those inauspicious days, no ceremonies could take place and other activities were avoided. Now, the new moon ritual, the Numenia, that's what it was called, it was the first day of the first 10-day period, and it was dedicated to gods Apollo, Artemis, Zeus, Hermes, Hera, Hecate, and the household gods, and therefore it was dedicated to the gods of the house. The second day, the day right after, was dedicated to Agathodemon, the heroes, and all the daemons. And Agathodemon is basically the spirit of your own soul, and therefore you honored that aspect of yourself. The third day of the moon cycle was dedicated to Athena and the Charites, the three graces. And then I can go on and on about every single day, but it's going to take us ages because every single day is dedicated to a different god, almost. And then in the third part of the moon cycle, the waning part of the moon, most of the days in that last 10 days are inauspicious days, which makes sense because the power of the moon is waning. But I want to stand a little bit on the dark moon day, which was dedicated to Hecate. So that last day of the lunar month, the 29th or the 30th, was dedicated to the dead and therefore to an ancestors and to goddess Hecate. And it was characterized by certain female rituals known as the Ekathia Dipna, the dinner, essentially, the dinners of Hecate. During those ceremonies and rituals, people offered food to the ancestors that were placed at crossroads as a way of honoring the dead. The food was left there overnight, and then on the following day, the first day of the new moon, when the first slither of the silver moon appeared, after the sunset, they would celebrate the Numenia celebration, the new moon ritual. Plutarch said that Numenia was the holiest of days, and no other religious festivals or governmental meetings could take place on that day. During the ancient times, the new moon ritual served the purpose of starting afresh by setting intentions for the month ahead, very similar to the way we approach rituals of the new moon in the West today. The new moon was also a great time to cleanse and update the home altar, incense the statues, and renew the offerings in the various altars of the house. And therefore, the new moon energy is all about reflection, introspection, and new beginnings. It's an opportunity to think about what you wish to create, what you wish to achieve or release, and sow those seeds to help you do so. So now that you get a sense of how the ancient Greeks honored the moon cycle. And by the way, let's focus a little bit on that because I think it's so important because in modern times, we place so much attention on the new moon and the full moon. And we don't really spend any time talking about the moon during the month. And it's interesting to see that the ancients honored almost every single day of the month and had such a close relationship with the moon. It really shows the power that the moon had on their lives. They used the moon to plan agriculture, to make decisions, to perform rituals and have meetings, state meetings. So it was a really important framework for navigating life. Now, when it comes to performing a new moon ritual, the ritual of Numenia, as I said, is dedicated to the household gods. Now, what I've done in Secrets of Greek Mysticism is I've provided the Orphic hymns to all the household gods, and I've provided guidance around setting up your altar, consecrating it, activating it, and then following certain steps to perform a new moon ritual. I'm not going to go through all those steps in this podcast. You can get the book and read all about them. It's really like long, but not so complicated. So don't worry. But it's a long practice. It takes a while to set it up. But then once you've set it up, it's easy to perform. But what I want to focus on in this episode is how I've taken what we've known in antiquity and adjusted it to modern life. So I've brought in a manifestation ritual to the new moon ritual. And this is my own addition to essentially adapt the old practices for contemporary practitioners. So the same way we set our new moon desires on the new moon, and then during the full moon we release them, and I'm going to talk about the full moon ritual in the next episode of this series, and the final one. In the same way we do that, I've found ways to incorporate that in the Numenia ritual by also working with the gods and goddesses. So I want to share with you the 5-step of my manifestation new moon ritual. Bear in mind that this ritual also involves reciting hymns to the gods and making libations and providing offerings. So all that I'm not going to talk about, I'm only going to focus on the manifestation aspect of this ritual. And the first part of this practice is choosing your specific desires. Now, the biggest mistake people make when choosing new moon desires is they choose too many and too big of desires. And when these desires don't manifest by the end of the month, they feel disappointed and they give up on their practice. So what I usually suggest is that you choose 3 specific desires that are unlikely but possible to manifest within 30 days. Unlikely means that you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to choose something big, but also possible, which means that they're not too big, that they're not going to be able to manifest within the month. And then once you've chosen your desire, step number 1, you move on to step number 2, which is write down your desires. Now, this feels like unnecessary, but it's really important. When you write things down and when you speak things out loud, you make them real, you give them more power. So it's really important to write them down. So you take a piece of paper and a pen and you write down your desires in an affirmative way as if they've already manifested or are in the process of doing so. And a great way to do that is to start that desire with thank you for blah, 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 whatever that is, whatever your desire is. And that is step number 2.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Then we move on to step number 3, and this is where I've injected some wisdom from the ancient Greeks. Specifically, step number 3 is all about reciting the hymn to Dihi. Dihi is basically the Roman goddess Fortune. It literally means good fortune. She's the Greek goddess of luck and good fortune, and therefore she's a great goddess to invoke along with the rest of the Numenia gods to help manifest your desires. So what I like to do during this part of the ritual is I burn incense in dedication to Dihi. I recite the Orphic hymn, which I provide in the book, but it's available to find online, by the way, as well. And while I recite the hymn to Dihi, I fold the piece of paper with my desires and I hold it over the smoke, and I recite the hymn while doing that. And right after I do so, I make a libation of red wine, which you'll read all about in the book, how to make offerings and how to make libations. Now, that was also part 4, run your desires through the smoke. Now, this is a symbolic way to send your desires to the gods. Visualize that the energy of your desires is rising up with the plumes of smoke reaching the gods. You see, it's a symbolic way to communicate with the divine. And that was the whole point of incense, was to send with the smoke the desires up to the heavens. Before I move on to the final step, we have step number 1, choose your desires. Step number 2, write down your desires in a piece of paper. Step number 3, recite the hymn to Dihi. Step number 4, run your desires through smoke. And then step number 5, the final one, surrender your desires to the gods. We all know how important surrendering and letting go of expectations is. So this is a point where we surrender the outcome of the manifestation practice to the gods by placing your piece of paper near your status on your altar and trusting that the gods will support you in manifesting your desires. I gotta say, I've been using this process consistently for months right now, and it works. It works way more powerfully than my previous new moon rituals that I've been doing in the past. I feel it has to do with bringing the gods and goddesses element, with bringing the spirit into it, and with bringing the Greek goddess of fortune into it as well. So try it, let me know how it works, and then next time, in the next episode, the final episode of the series, I'll explain how to complete this manifestation ritual during the full moon by letting go and navigating what comes next. Okay, that was a short episode, but full of information. I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you learned something. Get practicing with your new moon rituals and feel free to come on Instagram and let me know what you thought about it. And don't forget to grab a copy of Secrets of Greek Mysticism by going to GreekMysticism.com. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.